This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Nearly 90,000 XL customers are still without power. That's due to a planned safety outage along the Front Range because of extreme wind and fire danger, as well as downed power lines. Some areas saw gusts of 85 miles per hour or stronger yesterday. Power was supposed to return last night. However, XL has told CPR News they had to double-check more than 600 miles of power lines before restoring electricity. The company did not give a timeline of how long that might take. Officials are warning of another possible power outage for Friday when high winds are expected to return. The number of lawsuits filed by Colorado against the Trump administration now stands at 47. CPR's Ava Keon reports.
Attorney General Phil Weiser in 16 other states and Washington, D.C. filed the lawsuit. It claims the administration unlawfully suspended grant programs for electric vehicle charging infrastructure. The holdup of funds directly impacts a project at Colorado State University and plans in Pueblo and Boulder. In May, Colorado and other states sued the administration for receiving less funding for EV infrastructure than they were originally awarded. That's still in litigation. Ava Keon, CPR News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver and the Springs today, highs in the 40s with sunny skies. Tomorrow, much warmer, the 60s and the 70s. It's 9:06.